With that statement, what we'd like to do is we'd like to welcome, he's newly announced District 83 candidate as of yesterday, Waters Elementary, Steve Massengale. But in the studio, President Lubbock School Board currently and extremely chafed of hearing the remarks about Lubbock Cooper.
Well, we're hopeful for Estacada. We're
I know.
We're certainly happy that Cooper is still on the hunt. We'd like to have all South Plains schools in that, but we always at Lubbock ISD would love to have our schools in those playoffs. And Estacada went a couple of deep, and we were cheering for them. But
well, this is the farthest Cooper's ever gone, so we're a little.
Well, they've done very well this year,
you know. So yeah, they have.
No, we're excited for them. I hope they go a long way.
Now, as of yesterday, you announced that you are officially going to run for District 83 state rep.
Yes.
So, can you tell us why in the wide, wide world of sports do you want to do that?
Well, I get that question every day right now, probably 100 times a day. The first question is, are you crazy? I said, well, you know, I did run for the school board.
That goes without saying.
But no, I have a strong passion for this community and a strong passion for education. And I've seen some things over the past few years that have concerned me and have learned the inner workings of how things work. And so I just feel like it's time to step out there, and I think we need a change and see if we can get down to Austin and make a difference.
What are some of the things that, you know, bring concern to the surface for you?
Well, I'm extremely concerned with school funding. You know, we take it away. We give it back. In 2011, took $5.4 billion. As a matter of fact, my opponent supported cutting $5.4 billion out of public ed, and that's devastating to South Plains schools. You know, you're faced with laying teachers off. Teachers, you know, they're not in the job to get wealthy to begin with, and then when you're faced with laying staff off, that's tough. And then we come into this most recent session, coincidentally, after having to file a lawsuit, about half the districts in this state had to file a lawsuit against their state government for equitable funding. And in my opinion, I think that's tragic. I think it's absolutely unacceptable. And then we put a little bit more money back in. So I'd really like to just stop kicking this can down the road, go down there and offer my leadership and try to solve long-term the school funding problem.
Okay. Where do you think that new sources of revenue for education funding are going to become coming from on the horizon?
You know, I'm not so sure that we need to talk about new funding sources. I think we need to talk about making some hard decisions on, again, this funding per student. Some school districts get $12,000 per student. For example, LISD gets $5,300. I think we need to look at efficiencies. You know, some things we've done here in LISD that we were forced to do that worked well, we had to close schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've closed 11 campuses here, and those are tough decisions that have to be made.
That is hard.
In light of restricted resources. But some of those same principles I think I can take to Austin and apply. So to answer your question on new funding, I don't know that, I mean, you always have to, as you grow, I think you have to consider obviously growing the fund in which you pay for public ed. But I really think we need to talk about equity and efficiency.
Right. It oftentimes seems like some of the larger schools get, you know, in some of the bigger metropolitan areas are getting huge amounts of money. Mm-hmm. But I usually, economically speaking, you would think, now this is just shooting from the hip, I'm no economist, that the more people that you have in the pot, the less you need per person. Isn't that the way insurance pools and everything like that work? You know what I'm saying? So if you have these huge super schools,
I'm not sure education works that way.
Well, I that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If some kids get 12,000, we get 5,300. Maybe that's the reason why.
And that's exactly why you need strong representation, because those metroplex areas have the concentrated representation. We need strong representation out here in West Texas.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Hey, it's Steve Massengale.
Thanks for coming in.
Just announced for District 83, running against Charles Perry. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.